Ladies and gentlemen and house pets, if you happen to be listening, it is the Possible Oscar Postlecast, episode number 18. We're back at it.
All right, Hidalgo.
With me is the full band. We've got Jeff.
Where?
Right there.
Hi.
We've got John.
John.
In your face.
We've got Nathan.
Hey, how you doing?
And it's the last week of December, folks.
Last 2010 practice ever.
What's going on here? Wow. Got okay. A little, nice. That was, we were playing around with something before we recorded, and I think it was an attempt to recreate it, and...
And it was...
And you just stopped.
We failed miserably.
Spectacular success.
So we're post-Christmas. Does anyone have any interesting Christmas stories to tell?
Just did the regular family thing, and got some presents.
You're John, right?
Yes. Okay. My name's John.
Prison?
John Clinton. And got some presents and some...
Did you get yourself a secretary?
and a box of cigars.
What?
No. Nothing fancy.
Nothing. I didn't really have anything fancy either, I guess. Here I had this thing planning to talk about Christmas stories, and then really nothing eventful happened. So.
Yeah.
Unlike last year where it was like an ice storm, it was like really snowing and... Yeah. It was an eventful drive home.
Well, we've had plenty of those, but just not on Christmas.
Yeah.
Just Christmas Eve we had.
How about gifts? Did anyone get any good gifts?
Fallout 3.
Fallout 3.
Which I found out was 2 years old, so.
But it's new to you.
Wow, brand new game.
It's new to you.
Oh, I looked on the internet and it was 2 years old. So, but I love it and it's awesome. So,
sweet.
Fun.
I bought myself an iPhone.
Hell yeah.
Hello.
A 4. 4G? 4.
You're there, Jeff. 4G. Don't worry.
iPhone
4, gee, yeah. Nice. Nice. You liking it?
Well, I just found out that I'm not receiving my text messages, so I'm a little put off by that, but otherwise it's great. I already have a MacBook and a MacBook Pro, and I just time to sync everything together.
Did you rub butter on it?
No, but I've rubbed it on
myself. Butter
on
it works.
Oh my God. I thought rubbing that would butter solve the problem. Look, I'm doing it again now. Is it working? No.
That's kind of weird.
Jeff, anything exciting?
The wife and I made a promise to each other that we would get my mom hammered.
Yeah?
She's not a big drinker.
She's a little drinker.
How'd that work?
Yeah. Not quite a success. We got her to take a couple shots.
Oh.
she's never taken a shot, so the first one, you know, she just did the stereotypical, you know, slam back and lean your head back, and it went all over her face. And your face turned all
red. So she's never drank before? At all?
Just wine occasionally or...
But not hard liquor?
No, she's never taken a shot.
Wow.
I like this.
Did you get a picture of her face, though? That pre-drink or post-drink face?
The bright red.
Yeah, and the squinty...
No, she dug it, though, which was odd.
Oh, yeah. Well, look what she started.
Then my brother took advantage of her.
What?
I'm kidding. No, that's...
I had wondered if you had said odd or hot, and now I know.
Awkward.
Oh, no. My Christmas was quiet, and I'm okay with that. I played a lot of Minecraft. That's my current obsession now. I knew it was going to be trouble.
Didn't I warn you? I warned you.
Yeah.
I think I warned you on this podcast.
It was the game that I learned about several months ago, and then I started investigating, and then I started watching videos, and I thought, you know what? This game is going to consume my life once I start playing it, and sure enough, it has become a big part of
things. It's an obsession.
I've got a whole big mountainside castle built, and I was showing John off earlier.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Face palm.
So we got to get John. I know John got the game, but his computer is having issues playing it. So
yeah.
So we're gonna have to.
My computer's a jerk.
Hopefully, John will get that figured out, and then yeah.
Then me and Jared are gonna frolic in the cube land.
Put a little multiplayer and then build our own world.
Do you guys have any big plans for New Year's?
No.
No, actually.
No, we're all old and lame.
And I had hosted a New Year's party for like I think 4 consecutive years, and yes. I wasn't feeling it this year. I've hosted a lot of parties already this year.
Yeah,
I just was kind of like not ready to host another one. Mm-hmm. I
understand.
I elected not to, and nothing else has dropped in my lap. I know that I'll be going to Ansari's on Friday, and because Angie is dancing. But that'll be done by probably 9:30, and okay. Really have no plans after that. So
You'll be in bed by 10:30.
No, sleeping. Heavens, no.
I'm staying home.
I'm looking for things to do, but I don't know. We'll see what the weather does. And
do they have vegetarian food there?
Yes, they do.
I might join you then.
Oh, okay.
I got nothing going on.
Well, it starts at 6. It's an early night.
Okay.
For some reason. It's like she and her troop leader, Mira Amal, is also dancing, and they're doing solo sets, and they're doing like a dual set. So it'll be a lot of exciting new stuff.
Less marching, more belly.
So that's what I'll be doing. Anyway. All right. Well, enough of the holidays. As we end 2010, there was a very important story in the news today. John, maybe you can shed some light on the story.
God, I can't even remember the details anymore.
Well, just give us an overview.
Some dude thought he decided to play Frogger in real life, and he got hit by an SUV. And apparently he claimed he was trying to do Frogger, and that's how they found out. So
was he drunk?
I don't know. But it's a ridiculous story. But what popped in my head was the fact that, you know, with like the video game crackdown with like Grand Theft Auto and all that, I'm thinking, you know, what if people got in a huge uproar over Frogger?
Oh, I think it's
like
going to happen.
30 years old.
You're not just thinking, you know, you're not speculating. I think this is exactly what's going to happen.
I actually have a little bit of the Frogger rage right now.
You do?
Yes. Frogger rage.
I thought there's going to be mass cartridge burnings, you know, in football fields and over Frogger.
Throw your Atari 2600 into the water of body of water.
I would love to see video of that. We need to round up all the
2600 for that. I'm keeping it. I like some of those games still.
It's, you know, it's killing us.
It is killing us, and I think it's an important subject that needs to be tackled and brought to the surface through the magic of music. And so John composed a lovely song today. And I think this is going to be the next important anthem that will be out there raising funds for awareness on how terribly video games are destroying our lives and what must be done about that.
Yeah, Congress needs to hear this now.
Yes. Yeah, so without further ado, this is what we worked on tonight. It is a song called Frogger is Killing Our Culture. We're going to play it for you here.
Don't sue us, please.
Let's play it live.
We'll play it live. So whatever. We'll be back in a couple minutes after playing the song. Thank you.
Frogger is killing our culture. Frogger is crushing our way of life. Frogger is killing our culture.
And there it is, folks.
Oh!
Frogger is killing our culture. Truer words have never been spoken.
And John was killing that guitar at the end there. Horribly. Spectacular.
That was like John, you wrote that today, and in the space of a couple hours we laid it down.
I got off at work at 5.
Okay.
And then I didn't leave work till 6 because I wasn't coming over here till 6:30.
Right.
So I was just kind of wandering, you know, had that 1 hour gap. And so I looked at the story.
Masturbating took like 2 minutes.
Yeah, so wow. I had 58 minutes to write the lyrics. And then I came over here and we kind of worked on the chords and music and then and whipped it out as fast as we could. That's all I know.
That sounds like my evening.
And then we recorded the song.
Yeah.
So I hope you like that song. We're thinking of throwing that out as a single up on our Bandcamp page. So there, yeah.
Yeah. Something new for the kids.
Yeah.
Nice.
New music.
With a message.
EP update. We're still close. Still close.
We're not any farther away than we were before.
We were going to work on it. I recorded lead vocals for one of the songs. So that song is done and ready to be mixed. I started working on lead vocals for, I think, my last song that I have to do lead vocals on.
Can we give the people a little hint, give them a little teaser as to what we're doing.
What was on there.
A teaser as far as what?
Like the songs.
Oh, we can do that.
I mean, we've kept them like guessing and waiting and hoping. Let's give them a little bit more. A little bit more.
You want me to give them all or you want me just to throw out a couple?
Whatever you feel like. I'll let you be the judge. You've been doing this longer than I have.
All right. The purpose of the EP was to do acoustic reinterpretations of some songs that we've done in the past.
And we threw that out the window.
Yeah. No, I think we stuck to that.
Yeah.
Two songs that you may already be familiar with and have been recorded and released already. All Out of Beer, acoustic version, and the Wolverine, Don't Stop Reading.
Yeah.
Those have been out there already, and those will be released on this EP. We also have a new acoustic, maybe even Middle Eastern sounding version of Talk Nerdy to Me. That's the one
Different from the
yes, original. Very, very different. Started working on the lead vocals for that tonight. We're also doing a song that we had performed at Convergence Live one time. It is a song by friends of the band Hot Waffles. You can find them at hotwafflesmusic.com.
Hot Waffles.
Living on a Roll in a Prayer. And that is that's the song I did the lead vocals on. That one's ready for final mixing, and it's appropriately epic.
Yes. Sexy.
And I think that's all I'm going to reveal at this point. That we have a couple of parodies also showing up on there. But I'm not going to tell you anymore.
They're sweet. It's a ancient Chinese secret.
Parodies. So I think we're looking at about six songs. Six songs on our 5-song EP. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Take that. Math. Screw you, math.
Counting is fun.
Who needs you?
So there. Songs from the Hammock EP. Is still forthcoming. I'm gonna say I'm gonna throw it out there. January 2011. January 2011. It will be out there for sale.
I dare you.
6 months later,
guaranteed 2011.
I have 4 days off. I'm going to get my vocals done. That is my goal.
Nice. All right.
And then it'll just be a couple of little backing vocal pickups.
We just have one song to do, right? For backing vocals, one song.
Two.
Ugh, okay.
The one parody because I want you guys to do the stuff that I had already. Did demos of and then Talk Nerdy to Me.
Awesome.
Yes. I think that's going to wrap it up, folks. I don't know if there's anything else to talk about. That is the last podcast of 2010. 2011 is just around the corner, folks. I hope you guys have a good year. And if not, it's a brand new year right around the corner and you can start fresh, right? Everyone gets to start over, right?
Yes.
Credit starts over and hit points, you get all those back, right?
And Michael Vick starts
only
over.
Only when you gain a level.
Am I wrong about this? Have I been misinformed? Because I heard January 1, everything starts with a clean slate.
You have to wipe all my damage tokens off.
Yes.
I'll let all my exes know that. All right. I get a clean slate.
So anyway, thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We are the Possible Oscar.
Happy New Year!
Yeah! And that is all. Bye-bye.
Bye!